This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer. Loosely speaking, our topic is rockin' the blues, and our guest coming up is a rockabilly guitarist, Sonny Burgess. He's done just that for over 50 years. But there are many subtle ways to get the blues and to get rid of them. Those old English and American ballads are filled with blues situations that made people feel better just in the telling. One such is the story of Little Maggie. It's told by Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys.
Oh, you understand, Little Maggie, with the dram glass in her hand. She's drinking away her trouble. She's a-courting another man. Sometimes I have a nickel, sometimes I have a dime, sometimes I have $10. I'm gonna pay little Maggie's fine. Pretty flower made for blooming, pretty stars were made to shine, pretty women were made for loving, little Maggie was made for mine. Watch and change. Little Maggie's gonna dance for daddy. Listen to this old banjo ring. Go away.
I got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Well, he hands you a nickel, he hands you a dime. He asks you with a grin if you're having a good time. And he finds you every time you slam the door. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Out in your face just for kicks. His bedroom window, it is me. The National Guard stands around his door. I ain't gonna work for Maggie Pa no more. About men and God and law. Everybody says she's the brains behind Pa. She's 68, but she says she's 54. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's Ma no more. Just like them. They say sing while you sleep, and I just get bored. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more.
Oh, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Boom, boom, boom. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. You can make a man laugh or make a man cry. Shake the stars right out of the sky. But you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. You can make a man sweat, make a man steam. You can make a man rock, rock, rock till I scream. But you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. You can make a man laugh, make a man cry, make a man roll, roll, roll till I die. But you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. You can make a man poor, or make a man rich, or make a man 1 to 7 year itch. But you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. You can make a man sing, or make a man dance, make me rock right out of my pants. But you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me. Bong, bong, bong. No, you ain't gonna make a cotton picker out of me.
The late rocker Eddie Cochran from Albert Lee, Minnesota. That's down south of Minneapolis, St. Paul, near the Iowa border, recounting in a kind of beat nightclub way why he will not be a cotton picker. And before that, another Minnesotan who I don't think picked any cotton, Bob Dylan, with an epic surrealistic blues. It came to stand for refusal to go along with any sort of regime, from the Twisted Family Farm to the Newport Folk Festival and beyond. And it still resonates a need for change in our country. Maggie's Farm. Here's a man for whom the pain of picking cotton was all too real, but he manages to put a smile on the memory. It's Charlie Pride on stage in front of an all-white audience at Panther Hall in Fort Worth, Texas, 1968.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mommy would rock me in the parade. In them old cotton fields back at home.
When I was a little bitty baby, my mommy would rock me in the cradle. And then both cotton fields back home. Well, I went to them cotton bowls to get a rot. You can't pick a very much cotton. And then both cotton fields back home. Yes, it was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from a Texarkana. Them old cotton fields back, go on back. My mommy would rock me in the cradle. In them old cotton fields back home. Have a good time. Yes, when I was a little bitty baby, my mommy would rock me in the cradle. In them old cotton fields back home. I said I went to them cotton bowls to get a rotten. Like you can't pick a very much cotton. In them old cotton fields back home. Was a town in Louisiana, just about a mile from the Texarkana. In them old cotton fields back home. Yes, I can of them old cotton fields back home. Well, I can of them old. I say the cotton fields are back home. Thank you.
Hi, this is Lloyd Price. And you're listening to American Roots Radio. And it's R-O-U-T-E-S, not R-O-O-T-S.
Sitting on a cotton roll, trying to do the rock and roll. Everybody's stepping high but me. Gonna get from behind this old gray mare, catch me a train and go somewhere.
Country boy rock. Lloyd was born out in the suburb of Kenner, Louisiana, near New Orleans. It was more rural back in 1956. No cotton rows out in Kenner anymore. The late Sonny Burgess knew something about chopping cotton and rocking.
Fanny, 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 what makes me love you so much? That's my Fanny Brown.
Sonny Burgess grew up in Newport, Arkansas, near where the White River runs into the Black River. Recalling the first generation of white musicians to mix country or hillbilly music with the blues to make a new sound, rockabilly.
She loved me 6 feet tall, lived in a key with a beard on. That's my Fanny Brown.
Burgess quit farming to play music in local clubs and became known for his wild stage antics. Sonny fronted bands like the Moonlighters and the Kings Four. In 1956, he made the trip to Memphis and Sun Records with his band, the Pacers. They recorded two tracks, We Want a Boogie and Redheaded Woman, the A and B sides of a 45 record that still rocks over 60 years later. When we spoke back in 2007, I asked Sonny how he made the transition from the Cotton Rows to the record grooves.
I wanted to be a big league baseball player. I loved baseball. That before I got into music. But I couldn't hit that curveball, so I decided music was easier.
Mm-hmm. Now, you grew up around Newport, Arkansas. What kind of town is Newport?
Well, back then it was about 10,000 people. Jackson County was a wet county, but all around us was dry counties. All these people came to Jackson County, to Newport, but come to the clubs. Well, the dancing, that's how we got started, was the dancing. Most of the influence then was Hank Williams, Lefty Frizzell, the guys off the West Coast, Speedy West, and Buck Owens. Ernest Tubb was one of my big heroes. But the only black music you get to listen to that I really liked then was Big Joe Turner and Jimmy Reed, which are still my favorite black artists.
Mm-hmm.
I never really heard many white people play the blues right.
Maybe you could set the scene for us in some of these honky-tonks around Newport and elsewhere that you played. Give us a feeling for the club.
Well, usually they were full. And they would just they'd come out to have a good time, man. I'm talking about they'd get drunk, you know, wiped out. And I've seen people bring their babies in, lay them on the table where they're sitting, while they got out there and danced. One of the babies hadn't rolled off the table, but.
Well, they jumped in flipper, took my baby to town. All we wasn't doing nothing, did carry around. Get past.
Sonny, when you were out on the road with the Pacers, I understand y'all had quite an acrobatic stage act going that kind of got the crowd behind you. What did you do?
Well, we did a lot of things. We were in pretty good shape back then, young and full of that vinegar. And at the end of the show, we'd do a song and we'd jump off of the stage. Johnny Red lay down on the bass. Joel would straddle him. Jack would get up on the back of that thing. I've got to neck that bass, pulling him around the dance floor. Well, we pulled a neck off that bass about three or four different times. And stuff like that. With anything crazy that we could think of.
At what point do you begin to realize that beyond country music and hearing the blues and gospel and all these things, that there's something new being created called rock and roll?
Well, I don't think we understood it. If we had it, we'd collected a lot of records. But Elvis just created that different sound.
Well, it's a one for the money, a two for the show, a three to get it ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything, but lay off my blue suede shoe. I don't wish.
We opened for him four different times back in the 50s. Young guy, really good looking. Carl Perkins said he was pretty. He said, I want to kiss him every time I seen him.
You can burn my wife, steal my car, bring my liquor from an old fruit jar. I'll do anything she want to do. Honey, hey, for my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Tell me about getting to Sun Records. How does that come to pass?
Well, that was due to Elvis. Of course, Elvis, you know, was on Sun at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Sun and talked to Sam.
Sam Phillips, you're talking about, the producer and owner at Sun Records.
Right. And believe it or not, that's only two times we ever practiced, and we practiced Redhead when we want to boogie hundreds of times. And from then on, we never practiced anything.
Hey, now you look
Jack Nance playing the trumpet. Jack is a drummer. He had an old trumpet. We said, well, man, he can play that thing loud and in club, that'll be good.
When I listen back to some of your tunes recorded in the 50s in Sun Records, it seems to me that you're leading a charge there. I mean, you are taking old music, but you're rocking it.
Well, I like fast music. You know, I always said if you couldn't dance to that type of music, you couldn't dance at all.
Well, I'm standing on a corner with my bucket in my hand. I'm just waiting for one. Me a working so hard, 'cause I got a woman in the boss man's yard. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole.
So when you did My Bucket's Got a Hole in It and rocked it, it got covered by Ricky Nelson, and he got the hit. How did that happen?
Well, Ricky had that national TV show, and he was better looking than I was.
Now, at a certain point, you decided you wouldn't keep playing.
Right.
Tell me what happened and what you ended up doing for a while.
My brother-in-law's neighbor was working for St. Louis Trimming, and he wanted to get out of it. So I said, well, that looks pretty good, because we wasn't making a ton of money playing music. Making a living, that's about it, and I want something a little better. So I said, I'll try. So I tried it.
St. Louis Trimming. What did St. Louis Trimming sell?
Okay, we sold lace, rhinestones, all that type of stuff that goes on women's clothes.
Decorative things to put on women's clothes.
Yeah.
So you went from being an onstage rockabilly with the orange hair and slender suits and all the jumps and moves and style to selling lace and women's fashion accessories.
Yes, I did.
Bummy down, baby, and that's all right. Things won't stand the way they lean to. Be sitting in the catbird seat, catbird seat, catbird seat. Just started, baby, and I might be dead wheel in motion when the turn's complete. I'll be sitting in the catbird seat.
Even though you were out doing your day job selling lace, you kept the music in your mind and heart.
Right, yeah, didn't forget it. It's still there, you know, still like that good music.
I know in the 90s you got your buddies together and you did some recording and actually even recorded a Bruce Springsteen song. I thought that was kind of interesting when you did Tiger Rose.
Okay, I recorded that in Nashville. Gary Talent produced it. Gary's his bass player, part of the East String Band.
And has Bruce Springsteen heard your version of Tiger Rose?
Yeah, he's just said he liked it real well.
Tiger Rose, let me read some prose to you. Just as long as you show my love, any verse will do. Honey, I could make you happy if you'd only let me. Heaven knows, my Tiger Rose.
It's been over 50 years since you recorded We Want to Boogie, and you are still boogieing.
Not too fast.
Why do you get out and rock and roll? I mean, isn't it easier to stay home and rock in the chair?
Not really. Do you like to sit around at home and do nothing?
It is amazing that you've hung in there and kept rocking.
Well, I guess it is when you think about it, but it's better than sitting at home doing nothing. Better than picking cotton.
Now you've heard my song, the story of my life. Now that's all stop color got me a wife. Yeah, I'm trucking on down that avenue. Truck, 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 truck,
tell them Fatty Brown, yeah, rockin' on down, 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 avenue.
Speaking with the late Sonny Burgess back in 2007 from the studios of KASU at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro, where Sonny co-hosted a weekly radio show called We Want a Boogie. Sonny Burgess passed away in Little Rock, August 18, 2017. He was 88 years old. We'll be back with boogie blues, classic blues, and blues in jazz when American Roots returns.